And let's turn now to another story on methamphetamine. Yesterday, we went to Oregon and focused on that state's success curbing the homemade drug. Oregon now requires a prescription to get one of meth's key ingredients. Today, we go to Tennessee. Lawmakers there considered following Oregon's example, but they backed down, to the dismay of police. Last year, Tennessee led the nation with more than 2,000 meth lab busts. It costs money to dispose of all those labs, and the federal money used for those cleanup operations has run out. From member station WPLN in Nashville, Daniel Potter reports.
Noxious gases, chemical burns, and potential fireballs. These are the perils officers face anywhere dealers of cooked meth.
Phosphine gas will kill you.
That's Jesse Reynolds of the Drug Task Force in Clarksville, Tennessee. He says once police raid a meth lab, his team goes to work. They wear hooded suits with masks and two layers of gloves.
All the flammable materials that you got to handle, if there's a spark or something, it could go high order. I mean, it's just so many hazards in dealing with it, trying to make the area safe, and you can't leave them there. What if a little kid gets a hold of it?
In Tennessee, police used to call in certified contractors to neutralize those poisons and haul them away. It costs about $2,000 each time, money the federal government used to pay until budget cuts this past spring. Now, Tennessee authorities are turning to people like Kentucky State Police Sergeant Gerald Wilson to learn how to do it themselves.
So if I had a mason jar, say this bottle of water here, and I wanted to pH it,
Wilson is teaching a class of about 30 officers from across Tennessee how to use pH strips to help figure out what chemicals they're dealing with. Wilson's role here is like teaching a man to fish, teach a policeman to clean up a meth lab, and he'll save his agency thousands.
Last year, the state of Kentucky spent approximately $440,000 on cleanup using the container system that we have now, where the state of Tennessee spent approximately $4.5 million having contractors respond to the sites and clean them up that way.
Kentucky only had about half as many labs as Tennessee, but it still saved a lot of money with that container system, lockers where police take all the hazards they find in meth labs. Agent Kyle Darnell shows me one the Drug Task Force recently set up in Clarksville.
This is pretty much it. There's not a whole lot to them. I mean, you've got vents top and bottom, blowout panel in the back, and this grate that sits on top of a big catch pan. That's pretty much it.
Darnell says the state can store several labs here until a contractor picks them up all at once, saving the state a bundle on individual trips. Even as this new system comes online, Tennessee's meth busts are way down. They fell by more than half after the federal cleanup money evaporated. Steve Burns, the sheriff in Greene County, Tennessee, doubts dealers are suddenly cooking less.
The concern is you have smaller counties that absolutely can't spend $2,000 or $3,000 every time they see a lab, and they just end up not reporting them. They end up, if it's in a jar, just busting it or pouring it out and letting it go.
Officials in North Carolina and Michigan have voiced similar worries that police will no longer actively seek out labs and let the specter of meth slip underground again. For NPR News, I'm Daniel Potter in Nashville.